two different types of wisdom.
Yes.
And which wisdom holds the highest value?
I was going to say that, yeah.
And I can tell you from being in one so long and then going out of balance in so long to one, to going to where I prioritize biblical wisdom, mm-hmm. and those types of things above worldly wisdom. Not that I don't take it in with the grain of salt and filter it through, but a lot of times the worldly wisdom, when it's good wisdom, you know, when that salt, when not all of it comes down here, it actually is in line with biblical wisdom.
Yeah.
So have you ever felt like you're out of balance?
Today on the Messy Faith Podcast.
Hello, ladies, and welcome to the Messy Faith Podcast, because
life is messy,
but
God already paid the man.
Yes, he did. I'm Emily.
And I'm Cetricia.
And we're excited to chat with you today. Yes. Today, we're going to be talking about and discussing and learning and whatever else you do about wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Wisdom, yep. Yeah. Good wisdom, bad wisdom. What is wisdom? Do you know wisdom? Is that your middle name?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay, so I'll start us off today, since I always, pretty much every time, throw you under the bus and make you go first.
Okay.
I think I do that because I riff off of something. So yeah. To start something is like scary.
For me too.
So like you're braver than I. okay, so wisdom. Wisdom, I'm going to go according to like what I always thought. So growing up as a kid, and I have been in church since I was a kid, and you hear things, you know, people throw out the word wisdom and it's talked about, but I never really understood like what it was. So I always thought about it as this like ethereal thing that not magically, but that God decides to like disperse on chosen people. Exactly. Like you wisdom, you know? And I was like, okay, I didn't know how I could get it, if I could get it, or if I was good enough to have it, or really what it was. It just was kind of one of those spiritual mysteries that hopefully one day God would give me wisdom, whatever that was. But everybody wanted it, and everybody talks about it, so I wanted it.
I want some.
Yeah, and so that was my experience leading into my adult life.
Huh.
What about your, what were your first initial experiences? Because you didn't grow up in church.
No, not necessarily. I would go on the church van, but I didn't grow up like with parents who were in the church or like in a church home, but I would attend church, but not from, you know, not in the same way that you did. I would say I can't remember what I thought it was when I was younger. I think I thought it was common sense. Like when they'd be like, common sense would tell you, you know? Yeah. So I think I thought wisdom was common sense. And as I grew, I think I thought wisdom, like you said, it was like, this thing. And now I believe that wisdom is like, there's two types. Well, not two types, but I think of it in two ways. There's like life experience wisdom.
Uh-huh.
Like, and then there's also like a wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about he opened up their understanding. And so that's a scripture I try to like pray over myself or Michael. But I think there is a level of a little bit where God will give you a insight to something, you know, or revelation to something that maybe others haven't like caught on to it. So it would be like, oh, that's wisdom.
Yeah.
But it's just the Holy Spirit that's speaking through you.
You know what I thought when you were saying that? It totally wasn't even about wisdom. It was that I need to add to this sound pad a divine little... So anytime you say something like profound or wise, funny. Or I do, we could just hit the button.
That's funny. Yeah.
Do you guys think we should do that? I think they're saying yes.
I think so too. I see
that. Or they're just shaking their head at me. They're like, Emily, what in the world? People, it's the little things.
They like the theatrics. They like it.
Oh, it's theatrics, huh?
They love it.
I just thought it was me.
I love it. You're great.
Okay. Wow. Okay. You know what my dad used to tell me about common sense was like, Emily, common sense isn't so common.
That's funny. I've heard that saying.
Okay. So I think I understand through being an adult, like what wisdom was. So I'm going to read the definition in a minute. Like, I literally just looked it up. Webster's Dictionary. Well, I don't know. I just asked ChatGPT, what is wisdom?
Nice.
And then it spit out something. So I'll read that. But even still to this day, maybe a little less, actually a little less now, because I do understand. I knew to get it, to seek it. But the thing is that there's two types of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
There is worldly wisdom, mm-hmm. or human wisdom.
Yeah.
Is another way to say it, so it doesn't sound so like.
And that's more experience based.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
And then there's like godly wisdom.
Yeah.
And I guess I just kind of want to talk about, how do we know which is what, and how can we tell which one we're going after, and why is it important for us to understand or be aware of what type of wisdom we're seeking, mm-hmm. or wanting, and is there a balance? Or is it bad to take in worldly wisdom? Or, you know, like, yeah. how do I organize this wisdom?
Yeah.
You know, because the Bible says that we should chase after wisdom. Like, wisdom is like more valuable than gold and rubies. So it is one of the things in the Bible, outside of seek ye the kingdom of God first, which is like loving the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself, right? The yeah. next is to seek wisdom.
Yeah, and doesn't it refer to wisdom as a her?
Yes.
So
yes.
husbands.
You did it.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
No, you're not.
Listen to your wife.
Sorry. Oh,
I'm just playing. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
I'm just playing. The Holy Spirit has no gender. It's from the Lord. But yeah. Sorry, I had to insert that in.
I was thinking about that theologically. I was like, does the Holy Spirit have a gender? Because God's always referenced as a him
himself.
Or father.
But the
but
Holy
then,
Spirit, really, I don't know.
I am that I am. That's God. But they're three in one, so it's super confusing, guys.
Yeah.
A lot. Just let you know, we're like not experts on the Bible.
Yeah, not at all. Not
so
at all.
This stuff breaks our brain just as much as you. Okay, let's get into...
Back on subject.
back on subject. Okay, I'm just going to read... wisdom, in a broad sense, is the ability to think and act using knowledge, experience, understanding, common sense, and insight. It often involves a deep understanding of people, things, events, situations, resulting in the ability to apply perceptions, judgments, and actions in keeping with this understanding. Wisdom implies discerning mind and often includes attributes such as compassion, experiential self-knowledge, non-attachment, and virtues such as ethics and benevolence.
Hmm.
Wow. I was like, okay.
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 They put a bow on it.
Fancy. Fancy. So you know what's crazy? We won't get into, but the nerd in me like took this definition of wisdom and did a comparative analysis of the characteristics and words of Jesus.
Interesting.
And you know what it came out? That like Jesus perfectly fulfilled every aspect that the world defines as wisdom.
That's dope.
Like to the T. Mm-hmm. So unknowingly, even everybody out there that doesn't believe in Jesus, their basis of wisdom came from the person of Jesus. Well, you know, God, like his characteristics and attributes.
Yeah.
So they, unbeknownst to them, in the same way time was split in half when Jesus died on the cross. You have BC and AD,
uh-huh.
before Christ and after death.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you believe in Jesus or not. It was such a profound historical event that time split.
Yeah.
Right? Talk about linchpin in the history of the world.
Yeah.
And then wisdom. Yeah. Anyway.
No, dope. I love when either history or worldly things continue to prove that God is real.
Yeah. So. It's cool.
Very, very.
Okay. I'm feeling a little silly today.
Me too.
It was a good day. Yesterday, like, my husband had a great day at work. I had a great day recording our a few episodes with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, all the kids were really good.
Yeah.
And my teenagers were nice to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on? Like, is this a miracle? Are we turning a corner? Or is it a full moon?
Yeah. All my children were really good, too. I even, after school, washed and braided Forever Rain's hair. And that is a process, but I did it in record speed. I got work done afterwards. And I learned how to use the, you know, some posting stuff, some video stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm productive today. All the children are getting along.
Oh, and we're good for you.
It was a good day.
Awesome.
Yay.
Okay, now back on top.
Okay.
Back on topic.
Back on topic.
Okay, so let's talk about this wisdom. Why? Okay. For all my learners out there, for people who love to like learn, I think I am one of them. I have found myself at times trying to learning for the sake of, you know, not like filling in an education to like get further along in my job or my career or my skill in some sense. But I have just dove into like biology and neuroscience and like all this stuff to try and find a way to hack myself into being who God wants me to be.
That's dope. That's dope.
Like somehow if I figure out how this works, mm-hmm. how this system works, I can like hack it to immediately be able to read my Bible the way I want to.
Yeah. I think a part of me, I haven't studied like the brain and how it works, how you have, only a tiny bit, but I think a lot of me is the same way. Like my interest more, I haven't studied for like career-based things.
Yeah.
But I'm very interested in studying like people and how people function and then why we do the things we do and
yes.
what the Bible says about that and how to get better. Like that's always super interesting to
yes.
me.
Yes. So why I mention that is because learning is good. Like knowledge is power. I totally believe that. But there was an edge to my learning the past 5 years that I started to sit back and wonder, Emily, why are you seeking all of, not that science is bad. In fact, science continually over and over and over and over yes. again proves the thing that things that are in the Bible from Genesis all the way to the end. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they work together. But I got kind of out of balance in trying to like hack my way to a thriving spiritual life.
Yeah.
And I had to stop myself a few times and be like, Emily, how much wisdom are you going to be seeking from these scientists or these psychologists or like these business people that show you how to make, you know, this amount of money? You know what I'm mm-hmm, saying? Mm-hmm. What is this doing for you? And is this going to last when you die? Is this like everlasting wisdom or is this just like only good for here and now?
Yeah.
And so I kind of had to like look at that and understand that there is two different types of wisdom.
Yes.
And which wisdom holds the highest value?
I was going to say that. Yeah.
And I can tell you from being in one so long and then going out of balance in so long to one to going to where I prioritize biblical wisdom mm-hmm. and those types of things above worldly wisdom. Not that I don't take it in with the grain of salt and filter it through, but a lot of times the worldly wisdom, when it's good wisdom, you know, when that salt, when not all of it comes down here, it actually is in line with biblical wisdom.
Yeah.
So have you ever felt like you're out of balance?
No, I wouldn't say that.
So Tracy always has her crap together.
No, never. But no, I got to be honest.
Okay.
I think in that category, no. I don't think so. Because I think if I just keep it real.
Keep it real.
People who are learners as a hobby, like that's their hobby is to learn and know facts and okay. understand things.
Curious people.
Yes. Yes, in the knowledge of like just things kind yeah. of curious people, those sometimes I feel like they have a harder time
okay.
submitting in to the Holy Spirit because they feel like they have all this knowledge and
gotcha.
Understanding and wisdom.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there's less reliance on the Holy Spirit versus people who maybe don't view themselves intellectually as high. They know they need the Holy Spirit. So I think there's a different level of dependence when you're not like a book reader, you're not a person who goes and researches everything. I think it's easier to submit and to depend on the Holy Spirit.
Oh, dang. Than it is when you're in lack in that area.
Yes.
And that I get, oh, that concept I believe is true in every aspect. Like if you're low in like this area, it's easier for you to depend on God in it because it's a weak point.
Yeah.
Right? Because doesn't even Paul say in his word that like he boasts in his weakness because that's where God is made known more?
Yes. And I wouldn't even say that they lack in that area. I think there's a lot of people who come from certain environments or cultures and society has told them that they're not smart or that they're less than, that even though they could be brilliant, but they don't realize it because of what society has told them. I think because they're insecure in that department, like with being smart, am I smart enough? Am I enough? I think then it's easier to rely. And they might have a brilliance that they haven't tapped into. And I think with myself, I never viewed myself as a smart person. Like I knew certain things came to me easy, but I think because of certain things I grew up hearing a lot, it was always a question like, are you really smart? Are you smart as? But then as I've like come to rely on the Holy Spirit, I feel like it's something that he has shown me like, no, your brain works very well and you're able to receive certain understanding and certain knowledge like easily.
Yeah.
And so you are smart. You do have wisdom. But I ultimately know that it comes from the Holy Spirit. I know it's not because I sat here and studied all these things because I don't just sit here and study facts. And so
yeah,
whenever so, even
oh, dang, that's a good realization that it's not just you and what you put in. You're not in complete control of the wisdom you have. It's in partnership with the Spirit. So yes,
yeah.
Put things in. Hide God's words in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, learn some
study
aspects
to show
of social.
Approved.
Yeah. But the Spirit, there's an aspect of wisdom. Because even in this definition,
mm-hmm.
It talked about discerning.
Yeah.
And like it also said that it's not just knowledge.
Yeah.
But it's knowledge of intellectual things and knowledge of people.
And it said like the detachment.
Yeah.
Which is important because sometimes if you're so emotionally attached, you can manipulate yourself to believe a direction is the best.
Yeah.
Versus what experience has shown you is not the best. You know?
Yes, yes. Okay. So like both you and I have been going through a lot of therapy. So there's this thing where they tell you to be an observer of your thoughts and feelings
uh-huh.
and to not label them or look on them with judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, if all of a sudden I start feeling anxious, to not be like, oh no, you're going to fall into another anxiety attack. Why are you doing this? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm being judgmental on the way I'm feeling and instead look at my feelings and the sensations I'm feeling as, a non-judgmental observer. And that's so basically that means non-attached.
Yeah.
And so wisdom comes from a place of not of being able to detach from those people or that situation and dispense a situational wisdom, maybe a truth of God. Maybe you learned something about how people interact or in a play, like conflict or something like that, you know, you learn mm-hmm. it and then you just say the wisdom and then that wisdom can be dispersed on all parties involved and it's their choice to take it as good or bad or whatever. But it was said in a demeanor and a posture of non-attachment, which usually means non-judgment.
Yeah.
If it's done right.
Yeah.
And that's just crazy that's what wisdom,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And I think you can tell that because you feel it. When somebody speaks something to you that's wisdom, you feel the non-judgment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah. Or just beating you over the head.
Exactly,
and
exactly.
Judging and attacking.
Somebody lecturing. It's different with somebody lecturing you the right way to do things or somebody coming up and telling you like a statement or something in a non-judgmental way that you're mm-hmm. just like, whoa. Because they're coming from experience.
Yeah, and know? I think sometimes what makes the difference too is giving the why. Like if someone's coming up to you and they're like, you don't need to be doing this. You need to be doing that, blah, 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 blah. That's just kind of like hitting you over the head with what you should
do. We can guarantee you that action right there is not wisdom.
Yes.
That's not wisdom.
Yes. Versus saying like acknowledging, hey, I see you're struggling with X, Y, and Z. And it would be a lot easier if X, Y, and Z because blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like given the full understanding, I feel like a lot of times that's wisdom displayed because now you didn't just tell the person what they need to do. You taught them why they needed to do it, which helps a person to, you know, follow through with what needs to be done when they understand the why.
Yeah. Or like rephrasing what you want to say into a question.
That's my favorite.
Yes. I think that's what they call coaching.
Uh-huh. That's my favorite. And
yeah.
I'm always like, so why would you choose that? Or why this? Or so let me ask you this. I'm always like, so let me ask you this. I always love asking questions because then you can come to the decision that you need to do on your own instead of me telling you like what you need to do.
Oh, those roots, those decision roots, when you choose to do something are deep.
Yeah. And it's good to help people think. It's exercising their thinking muscles. Like, let me ask you these questions so you can think this through. So then when I'm not around, you can learn this tool of thinking things through and asking yourself questions so you can arrive at, you know, wisdom or whatever decision.
I want to push the sound. That right there, folks. That right there was wisdom.
You're hilarious.
Well, it was.
So I guess what is the dangers that this thought is in my mind, not to cut off if you
have another. Go.
So what is the, I have an example in my mind, but the dangers of following worldly wisdom over godly wisdom. And a couple examples that I can think of is worldly wisdom. Like you receive a job offer that is really well, that will pay well, that has good vacations, that vacation time, that looks like the best possible career path or decision for yourself and your family.
Ooh.
But the Holy Spirit can be telling you that that's not the path that he wants you to choose. And so worldly wisdom would be like, yeah, why would I not take this? I have a family to feed. This is in line with my goals. This is this. But the Lord can see what's attached to that. He can see further down like the different stumbling blocks. And so from godly wisdom, he's saying this is not the career path because there's another door that's going to come open in a couple months that you can't see. And if you take this, you won't be in position for this, which would be life changing. So I think always submitting our decisions, our thoughts, our plans to the Lord and being led by how the Spirit, Holy Spirit is leading you is so important because a lot of times we can end up in situations that seemed like a good idea in the beginning, but the Lord can see that it wasn't a blessing.
Yeah. I was thinking when you said that, like, if you go down this door, then you won't have what is over here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to speak to that because I was stuck in that thinking for a really long time. In kind of a scared way, like if I'm not the perfect person, then I'm going to miss God's will for me because I'm not ready. So I had this like scarcity mindset that if I'm not ready, then when it comes, when that opportunity to do what, you know, God has in store for me comes, then I'm going to miss it.
Yeah. I got to take it so I don't miss it.
But my question is, since God is all knowing, he's outside of time and he works all things for good, can there really be a bad door? I didn't phrase that very well.
Not a bad door, but the Bible talks about there's a perfect will of God and there's a permissible will of God. And I think just because God covers us when we err, it doesn't mean that that was still the way that we were supposed to go. It just means that we have a gracious Father. It just means that he has mercy and that he works all things together for our good. So if we do make a wrong decision, if we do take the job when we're not supposed to, the mercy and the grace of God will cover us. But
you're going to learn some new skills.
You're going to learn some new skills.
You're going to go through some fires.
You might expose yourself to struggles that you didn't have to struggle with if you would have, you know, submitted your plans to the Lord and let him lead you. You might take long, you might be in the wilderness going around the mountain a lot longer than if you would have submitted, you know, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, or your plans to the Lord. I feel like sometimes we prolong things. It doesn't mean that we won't be blessed. It doesn't mean that he won't provide for us, but I think we prolong some things, or sometimes we get ourselves into some scuffles that we don't even have to take on, some battles, and we come out limping and he's like, you could have been walking right if you would have. So I think the safety is the cushion that we can fall back on. There's a safety, you know, because God will never just completely
He works all things for the good.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Those who love him.
Yeah, it doesn't mean just like make all the choices and forget it. He's going to cover. He's going to protect us because he's a good father. But there's a lot of things. Think about your children, right? There's some things you try to tell them in wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they don't listen to you, they get their heart broke. They, you know, fail in a class.
That's a really good example.
Or they, you know what I mean? All these things that they'd never had to experience if they would have listened. But the heartbreak isn't the end of the story for them. But they just expose themselves to some afflictions that they never had to had to go through. But the goodness of God, they still learned something, hopefully, in those afflictions.
But aren't all those things that you're going through creating the person that you're ultimately supposed to be? See, now yes. I'm just going too big, I think. I'm starting to hurt my brain.
I think you could have still been that person if you would have listened, followed the Holy Spirit, you know? But yeah. I think the tools we gather, like, is God's mercy. Like, mercy is him still giving us a lesson that we learn in the process of, like, bumping our head.
Yeah.
But sometimes we scuff ourselves and we have scars that we never had to have if we would have just been obedient. And so let me give you an example.
Okay.
Right?
Tell me.
So, and hopefully this, I don't know if this fully explains it, but this is just another example of following the Holy Spirit's wisdom versus world wisdom. So we used to go to this midnight prayer every night, this ministry we were a part of.
Midnight prayer?
Yeah, we'll go from like 10 to 1 in the
morning. That's close to the witching hours.
And maybe that was counteracting some stuff. But it was 10 p.m. to like 1 a.m. A lot of times it will go over 1 a.m., but that was kind of the schedule. And so we would go often. I loved it. That was probably one of the best seasons of life, just like spiritually, like in tapping in and hearing from God and seeing signs and wonders and all those things. But one night, I was pregnant with probably our third, I think, child. One night, my husband was going to go to prayer, but he heard the Holy Spirit say, no, stay home and pray. And worldly wisdom would be like, why would you stay home and pray when you can go pray in agreement with
a community of believers? Yeah,
that makes sense. But he obeyed the Lord and he stayed and he prayed. And as he was praying, like through the night, it started to get later. He just kept praying, and the window was open and he heard gunshots. And when he heard the gunshots, he started praying for whoever was shot. Moments later, he hears a voice, and I have an aunt. Her voice is very like distinct. Like you can tell it because just how she talks, how loud, like you can just tell it's her by her voice.
Yeah.
He hears my aunt's voice and she's saying, that's my nephew. So he goes outside and it's my brother who was shot in front of our apartment, shot in the back. And he was able to pray and he followed the ambulance to the hospital and prayed for my brother. And to this day, my brother, I think he still has a bullet in his back, but he wasn't paralyzed. He wasn't, you know, all the things that could have happened.
Holy cow.
And so when I look back at that, it's like, wow, Lord, like if he would have followed wisdom, like worldly wisdom, who knows what could have happened? Like if his prayers were not there to agree with, you know what I mean?
The healing
that God wanted. And that same brother, years later, this is last year or the year before, I can't my timeline. I think it was last year. This same brother, it was like nighttime, and I have a friend that's in another country. And so when it's night here, it's morning there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we agreed to just like get on the phone and pray. And we started praying for our family. And we didn't know what. We were just praying in tongues. We were just going in. We were declaring that all the family is going to be covered. No one will die, all this stuff. And so we got off the phone. I went to sleep. When I woke up in the morning, I had a call that my brother was shot in the head that night. And so while we were praying, my brother was getting shot in the head. And so my brother survived, and he survived, and he's still his same self. Like he's still walking and talking and everything normal, a situation where he could have been dead. And it's crazy because this is literally the second time God intervened and had someone praying for him when he got shot. But imagine if I would have been like, let me go to sleep, because it was late. It was like 11 o'clock at night or something.
Yeah.
Like imagine if I was like, oh, I'll meet with her at a better time, like where, you know, it's midday for her, midday for me, or morning for me or something instead of that time. Imagine if I would have gone to bed to get my rest, like wisdom, worldly wisdom would say, because I had a full day the next day.
It would be the wise thing to go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, but biblical wisdom says that there's power in prayer.
Yes. and I'm living proof. Like I can think of so many different examples of like the Holy Spirit leading me to either pray a certain way or to call someone or to bless someone. And they're like, oh, I was just praying about this, or oh, like you called it right the right time. Like so many different times. And so being led by the Spirit leads us to fulfilling certain purposes in our life that he's called us to, that natural wisdom wouldn't have.
Yeah. You know, I just had an epiphany when you were talking. Hmm. It's like the Bible talks about wisdom as a person. But I wonder if wisdom is simply like an attitude. of how you hold your experiences, how you hold your perception of others, and how you hold the knowledge that you have, both worldly and godly. And then all combined together, how you deliver that and when you deliver that.
I think that's an aspect of wisdom for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because we talked about that. That is wisdom, you know, discernment, all that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Super. So you could have all this knowledge walking around, but if you're a jerk and a judge, you know, a judgy Judy, you know, sorry to anybody if you're named Judy.
Not I still you, the like other you. Judy.
I'm just trying to make things rhyme.
You should have said Karen.
No, because I know a Karen and she's like the opposite of Karen.
And I know a, well, Lord.
Never mind. I don't know. We're just going to move on.
Praise
We're just
going to
move on. Look, that was wisdom. That was silent wisdom.
And wisdom can be self-control.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. But that's because you held your attitude towards people. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You did all that. I mean, my gosh, so you could, like I was saying, if you're a jerk and judgmental and like angry, and I don't think much wisdom's going to come out of you, because part of that wisdom is your attitude towards your past, your present, and what you see as the future.
And how you're delivering to the person you're supposed to be sharing.
Exactly.
Like, have you met old, like, no, I'm not being ageist, but some older people, and they're just like grumpy, they're rude, and they just say whatever's on their mind. And what they could be saying could be very true. It could be based on experience that they've experienced, like the advice, but the way that they're giving it is so nasty and so ugly that it doesn't look like wisdom. It doesn't look anything appealing for someone to be able to receive because it's just so negative.
Yeah.
And so it goes
along. It's lacking compassion.
Yes. And I think it even mentions in there, like having like a level of compassion in there.
Yes.
And then removal of emotions. You know, they're so angry, like just going to do this. Like they're just so mad at every you struggling with, you know, not having the knowledge that they have. And they had a lot more years than you've had. But sometimes parents, that's what we can do to our children. We can treat them. We can be upset with them for not having a certain level of wisdom that we think is common sense when we've got that wisdom because of the experience of
because
living
we got
life.
Like years, decades on them.
Yeah. So even I started the other day, I was thinking, I was like, they say, oh, common sense. But I guess common sense is only common to the person that it has in their experiences, right? Like there's things that are common sense culturally for me because of how I was raised and grew up. And to you, it wouldn't be common at all because you haven't had those same experiences. And so I think we, as older generation, myself to like my children and maybe like the elders to like some of us that are in our the thick of life and like raising children and things, we can look at people like, oh, they're so foolish because common sense would tell you, or can't you see this? But no, I can't see that because I don't have the experience you have that makes you see it the way you see it. I don't have that yet. So how about you deal with me in compassion? How about you be patient with me and you teach me? You share some wisdom with me versus judging me for what the knowledge I don't have based on the years I don't have that you do.
Yeah, totally. Okay, I like that. But I just want to speak because, you know, somebody who from like special ed and, you know, it's hard to get things, you know, I just want to be cemented in the definites of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And one of those things is that wisdom is a free gift that God gives.
Yes.
Like you ask for it and he gives it freely.
Yes.
It's like one of the things that he outside of salvation that he literally just gives freely. You ask for it, boom, you have it.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to read a few scriptures and then point out those definites. Yay. So it doesn't matter where you're at in your journey.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask for wisdom, he gives it.
Amen.
Okay. And also the source, note the source of your what you're taking in as wisdom.
Yeah.
Is this source like a scientist with lots and lots of years of study? And and I'm not saying that's bad, but it shouldn't be your ultimate. Is your wisdom coming from the author of life?
Eternity.
Everything you will ever know on this planet. And all the, exactly.
Yeah.
Is your wisdom coming from that?
Yeah.
Okay, so Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's truth number one. Where do I start? fear of the Lord.
Yes, yeah.
That's where you start.
And that fear is not like, I'm afraid every little thing I do, he's going to get me. But I think it's more a reverence type of fear and an understanding of like the power that he does have.
That he is like, in charge of everything. Yes. He did create everything.
He does know everything and see everything.
And he will sustain everything. And he can heal and work miracles and all that stuff. That everything he says he is and can do, and everything that he says you are and who you are, that you believe that and hold that in esteem. And I believe that is the fear of the Lord.
Yeah. You know how you hear people, they're like, God knows my heart. Like, he does. And that's why you should have some fear. He knows you're just doing this to manipulate the situation, or he knows you're comfortable, you know, in the lifestyle that you're in and not trying to get better. He knows that.
Yeah.
So that you should be a little bit afraid that he knows your heart. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So here's another, the second definite that I want to hit on from scripture is sometimes you can wonder, is this worldly wisdom? Is this godly wisdom? Because sometimes worldly wisdom has just been taken from the Bible and just like principle-ified, you know, and like cloaked in other things. And so how do I know the source ultimately? How do I know? How can I tell? Is there some sort of test? You know how like pathology, right? Mm-hmm. You can take the blood and then you can test it and you can see all the things. Yeah. Can I do that to wisdom?
Yes.
Is there a way where I can test wisdom and know that the source is God?
Yes.
And there is.
Yeah.
Because it says here in the Bible, let me just read you the verse. It's James 3:17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven. Oh, it said, but the wisdom that comes from heaven means there's some wisdom coming from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Is first of all pure.
Yeah.
Then peace-loving.
Peace-loving.
Considerate. Submissive.
Yeah.
Full of mercy.
Okay.
And good fruit.
Yeah.
Impartial. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's that non-attachment.
Yeah.
And sincere.
Yes.
As be like Paul in saying, telling truth in love and mercy.
Yes.
You know? So like you can literally test the wisdom that you're taking in.
Yes.
Or if there's something you're like, I don't know, run it through that.
You're like, there's no love in this. That sounds like you're giving me worldly wisdom.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like godly wisdom.
Isn't that awesome? So not only can you get wisdom for free.
Mm-hmm. You can test it.
You can test it.
What you're receiving.
And know. Exactly. And then just to prove my point that like wisdom is outside of seeking the kingdom and, you know, loving the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength and loving your neighbor as yourself. The second pursuit is for wisdom is more precious than rubies and nothing you desire can compare with her.
Yeah. Her.
Like, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Because
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like as you're running your race, through your Christian walk, and this is one thing that's been in my little prayer journal, my little pen pal with GED or GED, G-O-D.
Man. Did you get your GED?
Hey now, I have a college degree. It might be like art school, but still.
It still works.
Is that you seek God and ask for wisdom.
Yes.
Those are my two objectives in what I focus on and try to refocus on when I start to get like just taking everything in, you know?
Yeah. And that's why it's so important for us to study the word, like to seek God in that way, in prayer, because that's seeking God, but also in the word, because that's where you can test the advice that you're given. If it doesn't line up biblically, I'm almost 100% sure it's not God. If it doesn't line up with the principles, if someone's telling you, go murder someone because...
That's an obvious one.
That's, you know what I mean? But like you can test some of the advice you're getting because if they're telling you to lie, you know, you can test that wisdom that they're trying to give you and say, no, the Bible talks against lying, you know? And so knowing our word, studying our word, that's a level of wisdom we can test things off, but we can get ourselves.
Yeah. And just think... You know, because that some of us don't know what a good father is, but that God is ultimately the best father, like the ultimate. So we can look to him even if we don't have the experience of that. We can look to him as the good father. And one thing that he does is the things that he tells us to do, they're actually for our benefit. And as we grow in technology and discovering different things, everything just goes back to improves the point of why he said what he said, because it's for our benefit.
Yeah.
If you have wisdom, how much better do you think your relationship with your kids is going to be?
Yes.
If you have wisdom, how much sexier do you think you're going to be to your husband?
Yes. Yeah.
Like if you have wisdom, it's going to like just like make such a healthier relationship with like your girlfriends.
Yes.
Or, you know, that one person that is your close friend, like, mm-hmm. like it's just going to elevate that. I think kind of like it always says that he'll give you life and life abundantly.
Yeah.
I think having wisdom and gaining wisdom yes. helps. That's kind of
the abundance.
A part of having an abundant life. It doesn't yes. mean that you have to be rich mm-hmm. and have all these things, you know,
yes.
you could be living in the projects and have wisdom. I know. I'm sorry.
I love it. Not the trailer parks, but the projects.
Oh, yes. Well, that's what we call that's the trailer both, parks, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just funny. But go okay. ahead. It's just funny hearing you say it. Sorry. In the projects. You have, in the projects, double Y. Sorry. Okay, sorry.
I don't have your cultural common sense, Citricia. No.
Sorry.
In the trailer park.
Either way.
In a double wide. There we go. That's probably more congruent with my culture.
No, I'm sorry. It just was funny. A moment of laughter. Laughter's like medicine. Let's take a dose. Yeah.
In a double wide, your bank account has $5
uh-huh.
and you have wisdom.
Yeah.
You can still be living in abundance.
For sure.
It doesn't mean an overflowing of things that the world values.
Yes, because I think along with wisdom comes peace.
Yeah.
Like peace with people and peace within yourself, because wisdom knows that it's not the end. You know, wisdom knows that God is our provider. So wisdom is just, it's one of the best things. It's the principal thing, like the yeah. Bible says, you know.
Totally.
Yeah.
So as we close today, I would just encourage you that our three definites is that wisdom is given freely when asked.
Yes.
That you can know if it's godly wisdom by filtering it through James, and you can go find the verse, mm-hmm. a little homework for you.
Yeah.
And that three, wisdom is one of the most precious things that you can seek after, because seeking after biblical wisdom is, I believe, seeking after God.
Yes.
Yeah. So those are your three definites.
Yeah.
We're curious to have your experiences without wisdom and with wisdom. If you want to jot those down in the comments or email us, we'd love to hear from you guys.
Yes.
But until next week, Citricia.
Have a great week, a great day, and we love you.
Yes. We'll see you guys.
Yeah.
Wisdom. I'm totally going to put the sound on that pad.
Okay.
The divine pad. The aha moment. All right. How do you turn this thing off? Hey, it's Emily here. I just wanted to thank you on behalf of Satricia and I for listening to the Messy Faith podcast and allowing us to speak into your life. And hey, we don't want it just one way. We would love to hear from you. You can contact us at any time through our website, our email at ask@messyfaith.com. You can like us on Facebook, YouTube, or wherever you listen to us at. And hey, we'd love a little review. Can't wait to hear from you.